Coast Radio News for Thursday, February 27th, 2020. I'm George Henry. We are entering day four of the GOP walkout in Salem as Republican lawmakers emphasize their opposition to the cap-and-trade bill that Democrats are attempting to push through the short legislative session. Democrats are trying to entice the Republicans back into session by emphasizing bills that would help their constituents. Currently up in the air are bills that provide school funding and monies that would go to help finish the work at the track and field facility under construction at the University of Oregon. Meanwhile, a Senate committee passed an amendment to a bill to ensure that campaign contributions cannot be solicited or used to pay fines or legal expenses incurred from being AWOL from the legislature. The approval moves the bill onto a stack of other legislation that is frozen because of the walkout. This afternoon and evening, the City of Florence's EMAC committee, along with the Sayus Law News and City Light Cinemas, will be presenting a movie that showcases the waste of edible foods and how two people worked to educate the population on the reduction of food waste. City Manager Aaron Reynolds.
Highlight the importance of thinking about our food and the amount of waste that it causes.
There are two showings of the movie, Just Eat It, one at 12:30 and the other at 6:30 p.m. A recent count of the homeless community in Florence happened on January 30th. Yesterday, Mayor Joe Henry, speaking to the local Kiwanis Service Group, said the count revealed a small number of homeless in the community, but added that the count on any given day could be as high as 50. Mayor Henry said it's an issue that the city is looking at and that there is currently no specific committee that is tasked to handle it, but that it would likely come down to the responsibility of the city council to find solutions. The annual pit count, or point-in-time count, will be tallied and made public in May. Last year's official count for Florence was 32, and this year's count for Florence is expected to be even lower. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, February 27th, 2020.